It's time for the Did You Know Show here on KCHI, Wednesday, May 10th. I'm Trevor Grady, joined by Noah Cassidy on the show today. And Noah, you want to get us going?
Yeah, sure. So I've been, you know, on a golf kick lately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I'm lonely here. Though about the only sport I can play is golf. Pretty big golf town. Not many people around here just show up at the Y to play basketball or anything like that. So I guess golf's what I'm picking up. And since it is definitely the time, a lot of these tournaments are going on, professional stuff's going on, found some pretty cool little golf facts, and I thought this one was quite interesting. So did you know that golf was banned in the past?
Really?
It was completely banned.
Okay.
Now, it wasn't in the United States, but it did get banned. So first off, a little bit of information about it. Golf originated officially in Scotland. Back in 1457, no one really knows how early in the days it actually was. That's when it like officially became a sport. Some believe that it was like the high Middle Ages is when it first kind of like came about. But the funny thing is that the exact same people, it was Scotland who did it, right? The exact same people who officially started the game of golf is also who banned the game of golf.
Really?
Yep. So back in the 1400s to the 1700s, quite weird to think about now, because maybe some people might, you know, get a hole put in their backyard and they can practice in the backyard. But it was actually, golf was played in public places. Like, people would play it in the street, play it in other businesses' yards, like, because they didn't have a whole lot of golf courses back then, I guess.
Interesting.
And so it was actually seen as a nuisance. And the Scotland government actually thought that it was it interfered with military training. With the guys who were in the military just golfing anywhere they pleased. So they actually banned it three separate times.
Interesting.
Scotland banned golf.
That's crazy stuff. All right, well, did you know that modern humans have been on Earth less than 0.01% of the planet's existence?
0.01?
Yes.
Wow.
So Earth, of course, has been around for a little bit.
Right, hot minute.
Yeah, so it's about one-third as long as the entire universe itself the Earth has been around for. So Earth's story began about 4.6 billion years ago, and it took 600 million years just for the Earth's crust to take shape, and then another 300 million years for the first signs of microbial life to pop up, and then 3.2 billion years after that for life to really get going, thanks to the evolutionary burst known as the Cambrian explosion.
Cambrian explosion. That's the first time I've actually heard of that one. Okay.
Yeah. And so there's been several mass extinction events, and about 465 million years later was when mammals finally began to take center stage. But modern humans didn't enter the biological limelight for another 65 million years. So all these years just keep on adding up.
Right.
And the first Homo sapiens, humans, appeared around 300,000 years ago. And so, therefore, humans have only been on planet Earth for 0.0067% of its existence.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah. It's, like, really hard to wrap your mind
around. You're not even a twinkle in the Earth's eye.
Yeah. Because, like, obviously, like, the human life and experience, like, is what our life is.
Right.
And it's that tiny percent of
the Earth's.
How long this thing has been here.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Puts you in perspective.
Definitely does. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters at all. You are nothing. The little bit that you're going to change, which I go out there, change the world. Yeah. Love to see it.
Exactly.
But compared to what the Earth went through, it's nothing.
All right. Well, that's it for the show today. Thanks for tuning in on this Wednesday afternoon. We'll have more for you tomorrow on the Did You Know Show, 2:45 p.m. every weekday.